The war on Yemen has reached a political stage. That is, the warring sides have made some major strides towards reaching a political settlement, but civilians are still dying or being killed as the war has not ended yet on the ground. A case in point is the tragic story of conjoined twins Abdul Khalid and Abdul Karim, who caught the world's attention when they passed away. The reason? They could not be carried out of the country for badly needed medical attention that they needed. The main reason, the Saudi-led coalition does not allow anyone to use Yemen's airspace.
These are Abdul Khalid and Abdul Karim. They are conjoined twin boys, born almost 3 weeks ago in the Yemeni capital Sana'a. The city is controlled by Ansarullah, opponents of Yemen's Saudi-backed government in exile. Riyadh has carried out almost daily airstrikes on Sana'a and other parts of the country in an attempt to restore a leader that is deeply unpopular domestically. The bombardment has crippled Yemen's medical facilities. On Sunday, relatives prayed for Abdul Khalid and Abdul Karim in a mosque before carrying their bodies to a cemetery for burial. Many have perished in this brutal war, but the plight of these infants points to an even darker picture of the humanitarian problems facing this war-ravaged country. The two-week-old boys could have been saved. Doctors caring for the twins made urgent appeals to the United Nations for them to be evacuated abroad to a hospital sufficiently equipped to provide them with life-saving treatment. Yemeni medics could not even carry out some of the most basic medical procedures, like an MRI scan. However, Saudi Arabia controls Yemen's airspace. Domestic flights to and from Sana'a International Airport have been banned. Yemeni officials have made repeated calls for the airport to be reopened for humanitarian cases.
Yemeni lies from the United States and certainly not from Saudi Arabia. And we know that they can go around the world assassinating journalists, allowing children to die who can get medical aid abroad, and will continue to do so until there's a mass international condemnation and some action against Saudi Arabia.
Riyadh has imposed an all-out blockade on its Arab neighbor. The kingdom controls what is allowed to enter Yemen and what is allowed to leave Yemen. Despite attempts to evacuate the twins, there was no way around the blockade. Rights groups have blamed the Saudi blockade for Yemen's humanitarian crisis. The plight of the conjoined twins captured news headlines around the world, but they are not alone. Yemen's health ministry says the deaths reflect the reality of the humanitarian crisis facing Yemen's children. Save the Children says an estimated 85,000 children under the age of 5 may have died from hunger alone since Saudi Arabia waged a war on its Arab neighbor in March 2015.
Now, the number of deaths in the war in Yemen has been greatly underreported. The figure that most media outlets report is around 10,000, but the death toll is feared to be much higher, according to a report by the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. The overall figure for fatalities as a result of violence could be closer to 60,000. As this war is somewhat winding down, the U.S., one of the staunchest supporters of Saudi Arabia, has paid a political price both at home and abroad, especially after the assassination of Jamal Khashoggi. The destructive role of the U.S. needs to be highlighted, since the deaths like those of the conjoined twins do not deter the U.S. from its support. Even though the U.S. Senate does not support the war, the Pentagon has not ended its support for the Saudis.
Despite the very high number of fatalities from Saudi airstrikes on Yemen, the death toll reported by Western media has, for years now, repeatedly been 10,000 killed. A UK-based research group has been the latest to provide a more up-to-date figure. According to the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, more than 60,000 Yemenis have been killed. The death toll only includes those killed by violence. The U.S. has been providing Saudi Arabia with arms and intelligence. Rights group Amnesty International says that Washington, along with the UK and France, risk complicity in Saudi war crimes by supplying the kingdom with weapons.
In 2017, President Trump agreed to this sale of $110 billion worth of arms sales to Saudi Arabia. That was 2 years into the war in Yemen. And the Americans knew very well that these weapons, which included tanks, artillery, radar systems, armored personal carriers, Black Hawk helicopters, would be used in the war of Yemen. And so for the Americans to sell this amount of military hardware, which is designed to kill people, it's not being used for defense in terms of Saudi Arabia, it's being used for attack.
The UK-based independent monitor group says its death toll is between January 2016 and the end of November 2018. It says more than 28,000 have been killed in the first 11 months of 2018. That marks a 68% increase compared with the previous year. The group documents open source data and local news reports and says the number is still underestimated. It does not include those that have died from malnutrition or other diseases. The UN says half of the country's population is on the brink of famine. 14 million civilians need humanitarian aid to survive. It is declared that Yemen is undeniably the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Some U.S. senators have recently tried to force legislation to put pressure on Saudi Arabia, Washington's biggest ally in the Middle East, to end the war. However, critics say the silence of the U.S. administration on the humanitarian crisis speaks volumes.